Now, Nancy Cartwright, the voice of Bart Simpson and many others, she's also a closet artist, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. But first, we will run down the island questions. And she freaked out. What are these island questions? There's no wrong answer. So, okay. Nancy, you're going to go live the rest of your life on an exotic island. You can take one kind of candy bar to eat the rest of your life. What's that candy bar?
Butterfingers. No. It's chocolatey. Does that tell you anything? The Y at the end of the word is sort of like, oh, is it really chocolate?
Chocolate-y.
Yeah.
You can take one kind of food. What will it be?
Oh, God. I just love food. I don't know. One kind of food?
Mm-hmm.
Forever. The smart thing would be to bring some kind of protein, like a side of beef.
Oh, that's good.
You know? Okay.
Practical.
But right. Yeah, but that wouldn't last long. The flies and
well,
stuff
yeah, whatever
like
you choose will always be there. You're making this harder than you
oh,
need.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'd probably be a side of beef.
There
okay.
you go.
You can take one album. What will it be?
Oh, God. That's probably got to be probably the Eagles.
Oh.
Hotel California.
Okay.
Nice.
You can take one movie. What will it be?
Oh, man.
A lot of people stumble here.
Well, God. Oh, man, that's so not fair. I don't like thinking in superlatives, dude. Oh, it's a toss-up between Toy Story and To Kill a Mockingbird.
Ooh, strong choices. I rule she gets both.
Dude, I saw To Kill a Mockingbird not that long ago. The actor who is the accused mm-hmm. in the movie.
He's brilliant.
He may have won an Academy Award. I don't know. But what he did, very few people are capable of that kind of art.
Well, he was this guy. He led a bit of a pathological life. And on the set, Brock Peters, he did not get along with him, I think, on purpose. And
wow.
Same with Gregory Peck. And he did it intentionally. He wow. wanted to individuate himself, you know, and I guess he needed that, you know, to pull it off.
Yeah.
But, man, beautiful acting.
All right, so for conversation's sake, dead or alive, anybody you want, they'll be in their prime on the island. Somebody for you to talk to.
Wow.
Can't be significant other, parents, husband, can't be that.
Oh, you know, I don't have a significant other right now.
Well, and we say this just for you. It can't be yourself since we know you're capable of it.
Wow, who would I bring? I don't want to say.
No, those are first abstention.
We've never had that before. She knows who it is, and
yeah.
she doesn't want to say.
Love it.
All right. For
oh, like,
sexual,
she's going to do this, Mark.
For sexual gratification.
Oh, God!
Dead or alive, anybody you want.
I'm
going to
be a grandmother. What's the question?
Oh, we're waiting.
For sexual gratification, somebody that you can have sex with, dead or alive, they'll be in their prime for you.
Oh, my God.
Can I get
sex with your gratification? Okay, let me look at it.
Yeah,
oh, God. Who would I, you know? There's a couple of guys that like, but they're too young. They're like, I'm old enough to be their mother.
It's your
magical
island.
It's
yeah,
so wrong.
Yeah, you can still say it.
No, I'm abstaining again. I'm such a prude.
In a row. All right. So now Nancy, she says she's been a closet artist, and her work is going to be hosted by the Chuck Jones Gallery at the Comic-Con in San Diego on Saturday, July 23rd. Explain to everybody what your art is. What do you do?
It's a very different kind of medium in that it's actually very similar to animation, where, like you had described earlier, what Chuck Jones did was bring in these acetate celluloids, like plastic. And I do the same, but it's with acrylic. And they're about a quarter of an inch thick, and I'll do the artwork on paper, and then I will draw it and transfer it onto the acrylic. And some of the pieces are, you know, smaller, like 8 by 10 size. Then I've got, you know, 24 by 36 all the way up to 4 feet by 8 feet, and I will paint it, you know, but it's done in reverse because you view it from the opposite side, so you're looking through a quarter inch of acrylic to see the artwork that I did. So it's got to be painted in reverse order, or else all you're going to see is, like, if it's an ocean, you would paint the ocean last as opposed to like oil on a canvas, you would do the ocean water first and do all the plant and life in front of it. You know, but this is done in reverse order. It pops it. It makes it really, really pop out and be very vibrant. And I love it. It's challenging. And yet, I don't know. I go into my art studio, which is, by the way, it's a shipping container that I converted. It's an 8-foot by 20-foot shipping container. It's so cool.
Oh, my God. That is so awesome.
Badass. It's like I've got French doors on the side, and it's plumb for water, and the big doors open up. You have to unclamp the things two at a time and swing them open like that. It's a
she
great
paints
space.
In a fancy shipping container, Mark.
Now, if you're going to be in town, you can check out her painting and her sculpture. It'll be on display for the two-hour event at San Diego's Comic-Con on Saturday, July 23rd, 7:30.
Well, it's at Chuck Jones's gallery, not the Comic-Con, but at Chuck Jones's gallery.
During Comic-Con.
Listen, yeah. Congratulations on that.
Oh, thanks a lot. It's brand new for me, and I'm very excited about it. Thanks for having me.
Super great to see you again, and please tell Bart we said hello.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Nancy.
He's out of here.